नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। नमः पंकज नाभाय
नमः पंकज नाभाय
नमः पंकज मालिने
नमः पंकज मालिने
नमः पंकज नेत्राय
नमः पंकज नेत्राय
नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये
नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये
नमः पंकज नाभाय
नमः पंकज मालिने
नमः पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रये
नमः।
ऑल रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसियंसेस। पंकज नाभाय
पंकज नाभाय
अनटू द लॉर्ड हु हैज अ स्पेसिफिक डिप्रेशन resembling a lotus flower in the center of his abdomen.
And to the Lord who has a specific depression resembling in a lotus flower in the center of his abdomen.
Namah. Obeisances.
Obeisances.
Pankaja Maline.
Pankaja Maline.
One who is always decorated with a garland of lotus flowers.
One who is always decorated with a garland of lotus flowers.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Obeisances.
Obeisances.
Pankaj Netraya.
Pankaj Netraya.
One whose glance is as cooling as a lotus flower.
One whose glance is as cooling as a lotus flower.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Respectful obeisances unto you.
Respectful obeisances unto you.
Pankaj Angraye,
Pankaj Angraye,
unto
you, the soles of whose feet
are engraved with lotus flowers,
are engraved with lotus flowers,
and
who are therefore
said to possess lotus feet,
said to possess lotus feet.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
My respectful obeisances are unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. So please repeat. My respectful obeisances are unto you.
My respectful obeisances are unto you.
O Lord.
O Lord.
Whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower.
With a depression like a lotus flower.
Who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers.
Who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers.
Whose glance is as cool as the lotus.
Whose glance is cool as the lotus.
And whose feet are engraved with lotuses.
Whose feet are engraved with lotuses.
Purport. Here are some of the specific symbolic marks on the spiritual body of the personality of Godhead, which distinguish His body from the bodies of all others. They are all special features of the body of the Lord. The Lord may appear as one of us, but is always distinct by His specific bodily features. Srimati Kunti claims herself unfit to see the Lord because of her being a woman. This is claimed because women, Shudras and the Dvija Bandhus, or the wretched descendants of the higher three classes are unfit by intelligence to understand transcendental subject matter concerning the spiritual name, fame, attributes, forms, etc. of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Such persons, although they are unfit to enter into the spiritual affairs of the Lord, can see Him as the Archa Vigraha, who descends on the material world just to distribute favors to the fallen souls, including the above-mentioned women, Shudras and Dvijabandhus. Because such fallen souls cannot see anything beyond matter, the Lord condescends to enter into each and every one of the innumerable universes as the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who grows a lotus stem from the lotus-like depression in the center of His transcendental abdomen. And thus Brahma, the first living being in the universe, is born. Therefore, the Lord is known as Pankaja Nabhi. The Pankaja Nabhi Lord accepts the Archa Vigraha in different elements, namely a form within the mind, a form made of wood, a form made of earth, a form made of metal, a form made of jewel, a form made of paint, a form drawn on sand, etc. All such forms of the Lord are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, and there should be a soothing atmosphere in the temple of worship to attract the burning attention of the non-devotees always engaged in material wranglings. The meditators worship a form within the mind. Therefore, the Lord is merciful even to the women, Shudras and Dvijabandhus, provided they agree to visit the temple of worship in different forms made for them. Such temple visitors are not idolaters, as alleged by some men with a poor fund of knowledge. All the great acharyas establish such temples of worship in all places just to favor the less intelligent, and one should not pose himself as transcending the stage of temple worship while one is actually in the category of the Shudras and the women or less. One should begin to see the Lord from His lotus feet, gradually rising to the thighs, waist, chest and face. One should not try to look at the face of the Lord without being accustomed to seeing the lotus feet of the Lord. Srimati Kunti, because of her being the aunt of the Lord, did not begin to see the Lord from the lotus feet because the Lord might feel ashamed. And thus, Kunti Devi, just to save a painful situation for the Lord, began to see the Lord just above His lotus feet, that is from the waist of the Lord, gradually rising to the face, and then down to the lotus feet in the round. Everything there is in order. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namaha Pankaja Nabhaya Namaha Pankaja Maline Namaha Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Rangre. My respectful obeisances are unto You, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who are always decorated with garlands of the lotus flowers, whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. Kunti Devi now further describing Krishna's features while praying. So this, in today's shloka, she is talking about, she is comparing everything with the lotuses. Lotus flower is supposed to be one of the most beautiful. It is, you know, when we see different lotuses, you immediately think of beauty, you know. Krishna made them such a nice, beautiful thing. So, one thing we have to remember here that we compare or we say that his eyes are like lotus or giving a coolness like lotus and his navel, nabhi is also lotus, it doesn't mean that the lotus is more beautiful than Krishna. See, because there is no material comparison available to the features of Krishna. So, they use this some examples, you know. In fact, when Krishna is using this lotus Pankaja Maline, you know, the Pankaja Maline, the garland of lotus has become more beautiful because it is on the body of Krishna. The same way, all the decorations that we put on Krishna, you know, all his jewelry and ornaments and so on, they become more beautiful because of Krishna, not the other way around. Krishna doesn't become beautiful because of that. Krishna is the most beautiful personality. Most beautiful. When we say most, there is nothing like, you know, these days we sometimes coin the thing better than the best, something like that. But that's defeating the grammar, the language, you know. So same way, when we say most beautiful, it means most beautiful. That is one of the 64 qualities of Krishna, is to be most beautiful, Rupa Madhuri. So here we see, you know, everything is being described as lotus. Nice prayer. We can chant that sometime, you know. Just to, like previous prayer was also very nice. This prayer is also very nice. And here now, Srila Prabhupada has taken some pains to explain about the Archa Vigraha of the Lord. Archa Vigraha. Archa means worshipable. Vigraha means form. So when people say that you have some idol at home, or you are worshipping some idol, or you are idol worshippers, that's wrong. We are not worshipping some idol. We are worshipping the worshipable form of Krishna. Krishna is so merciful that he gives us a chance to worship him through his worshipable form, you know. Because we are not qualified to directly have association of Krishna. The day we become qualified, then we become his associate, you know. Krishna has millions and trillions of associates. But right now we are not, because if we are his associate, then we have no place in this material world. We have to be in his spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavana. So this form, interestingly, when Prabhupada is describing these various forms, he says the form can be in the mind also, you know. You can just think of Krishna in your mind and worship him. The only thing is, you should, when you keep it in the mind, then you should always see Krishna totally. And especially here it says that Prabhupada says that you should see his lotus garland. You know, you should imagine even that. Such a nice thing. And another thing which is important here is in this shloka is how to take darshan. You know, I tell this all the time to people when they come to the temple. I teach here the children how to worship, you know, how to come, from where you should come, where you should stand, and before you bow down or you do your dandavat, what you should do. So the system is to stand in front of the Lord and start taking darshan from the lotus feet. First have the darshan of the lotus feet and then slowly go up. And as you go up, you start looking at the different things, different parts of the body of the Lord, and then simultaneously you have to start appreciating whatever you like, you know. You have to say something within your mind or aloud, whatever, whichever way you want, but you have to glorify, you know, because you should understand that you are getting this darshan because you are so fortunate. And that fortune has come by the mercy of the Lord. You know. Just to give an example, suppose you decide that you have to go to the temple for darshan. What are the guarantees that you will go to the temple? Nobody can give a guarantee, you know. You can be stuck somewhere. If you're going by car, you can have some tire burst or whatever. I mean, something can happen. So every time you go, we should be thankful to the Lord. You know, we should thank Lord, and then also, because every decoration that Krishna has on his Archavigra form is also Krishna. Because everything about Krishna, his name, his fame, his pastime, his paraphernalia, are all transcendental, all divya. So you should always enjoy this darshan. And you will see that, and ultimately when you go to the face, you see his smile, that will merit you. That will take care of your so many griefs, you know, where you can see people crying in front of Krishna, you know, when they see the lotus face. So this is one thing you have to remember about the darshan, you know, just take it, take your time. I remember one time when Prabhupada disciple was telling that, you know, the system in the temples is that they blow a conch, and when the conch is blown, then everybody is ready for darshan, because the curtain will be closed, and when the conch is blown, and then the pujari comes and opens. When he opens, then the system is that you have the darshan first and then pay your obeisances. But sometime in the temple, he says, I mean, he notices nicely that moment curtain opens, everybody is on the ground. Everybody is doing dandava. So he says, the Lord must be wondering, where are my devotees? You know, he also wants to see you. And you are not there, you are on the ground. Without even taking darshan, you know. You even don't know what color he is wearing, you know. So, that should not be done. He says, darshan is like this. Take your time, there is no hurry. Unless you are, if you are in Tirupati, Balaji, you know, you have to hurry because somebody may push you. But otherwise, and again, have darshan with, you know, like this, another instance of a person went to Jagannath Mandir in Puri. And he was standing in front of the Lord with his closed eyes, you know, and he's just saying, oh Lord, you are great, you know. So the panda, the priest there, you know, he came and hit him from back, you know, and he says, and he just, when he hit, he got disturbed. He said, oh, what are you doing? Why are you hitting me? He says, you come to take darshan. Take darshan. Why are you standing with your closed eyes? How can you have darshan with closed eyes? You know, sometimes people say that, oh, Bhagwan to andar hai. Yes, he's there as Paramatma. But to see him there, you have to see him out first. How do you know how he looks? Isn't it? So first you have to see him out and then you have to see him in. So darshan is one of the greatest benediction of the Lord to us, you know. The Archa Vigraha is not material, you know, we should not look at the wood, the paper or the metal or, you know, marble or whatever. It is just the mercy of the Lord. And always, when we describe, you know, I'm just as a additional thing I'm telling you. When we describe Krishna or anybody, and when somebody asks you, how big is Krishna you saw? So we should never show like this, you know, because this is limiting. You should always show like this, because from he is here, from here till unlimited, because he is unlimited. That's just as a matter of etiquette. Don't limit Krishna. Don't show him, oh, he's so big. So, this is a nice prayer by Mother Kunti. And here, of course, Prabhupada explains that Kunti did not start from the lotus feet because he is his nephew. And so there's a relationship between them. But we can't follow her like that, you know. We have to start from the lotus feet. And some devotees want to remain at the lotus feet, you know, they just focus on that, because that's where everything is there. The whole, when we surrender to Krishna, where are you going to surrender to? You're not going to surrender to his face. You're going to surrender to his lotus feet only. I'd like to stop here. And if there is any comment, question, I can take up. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.